Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for your anointing that changes our lives, that destroys the yoke of bondage, and the entrance of your word brings light. We thank you, Father God, that the word works when we work it, and we know, Lord God, that faith works by love. We thank you, Father God, when we seek your face, we will find you and the direction you want us to go in our lives. We praise you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about seeking God. This will be part three. In fact, part one was episode 185, and part two was episode 186. I want to talk about seeking God. This will be, like I said, part three. We said that the initial verses we were looking at, kind of a foundational scripture, was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's turn there, if you would. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. The King James says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice that the will of God is those three things. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. All right? So notice it didn't say for everything, but in everything. Sometimes I like to say in the midst of everything. Have you ever had experiences like that, that were just really challenging days, and you just had to praise God in the midst of it? But rejoice evermore. This is like a spiritual equation. Rejoice evermore plus pray without ceasing plus in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're working out or walking out the will of God by doing those three things. And that's kind of the foundational scriptures or verses of this particular little series we're doing on seeking God. It's so important to spend time with Him, as we've said over and over and over. And when we spend time with someone, we get to know them better. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 from the Passion Translation, it says, "Let joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer." I love that. Make your life a prayer. "And in the midst of everything," I hadn't thought about that. Even the Passion does say that, doesn't it? "And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus." There will be challenging times, as we know, on this planet, on this earth, in this earth life. But as we are seeking God, we are really searching out the riches of the mystery. And when we begin to see more and more of the mystery, we begin to see more and more of what He's laid out for us, and that He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And it's up to learn those and walk those out. You know, it's important to work the Word. And the word will work, but we've got to work it. We've got to step out in faith and work that word. And this is why it's so vital that when the tests and trials come, when the enemy is bringing the pressure, that all of a sudden I start rejoicing. And I'll tell you, sometimes that's not easy in the natural, but you and I can do it because it's the one in us who's doing it. And then we keep praying, and then we start giving thanks. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll start with verse 6. Now, it's important to read verses 1 through 5, and just this whole chapter is great. But in the midst of it, it says this, Hebrews 11, 6, from the King James, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Notice it says, when we come to God, we must believe that He is. And Jesus said, "I am that I am. I am the great I am." Actually, God said, "I am that I am." But He said, "I'm the great I am." That's what God is. And Jesus said, you know, "Who are you? Are you, you know, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And when they came to Him in the garden, He said, "I am." And it's so important that we realize that He desires us and expects us to walk in faith, to be able to please Him. I don't know about you, but I know we want to please Him. I do. And to do that, we need to seek Him diligently, and then he will reward us. I'm not seeking him for the reward. That's just the outcome of it. Praise God, the byproduct of it, we could say. Passion Translation says, Hebrews 11:6, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. That's what I want to do. I want to passionately seek him, diligently seek him, and say, God, here I am. What do you have me to do? What do you want me to do? You know, the word says, draw near to him. He will draw near to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what am I seeking? I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, the Passion and Gear, again, says, so above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom. Isn't that good? Let me read that again. So above all, constantly chase after. I'm seeking the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, hold your place there and look back over at Romans 14, verse 17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we know that the kingdom of God is within us. We know that the Gospels say that. So within you, residing in you, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So now flip back over. I got to stop here again. This will all come together in a minute here. Amen. The Passion says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. Serving the Anointed One by walking in these kingdom realities pleases God and earns the respect of others. Well, see, seeking God pleases him. And when I seek those things of the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, then I'm able to actually start to live out 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That was good. I think I need to go back and listen to this. All praise to God, but that kind of tied in some things for me. So back to Matthew 16. We're jumping around. Aren't you having fun? Are you keeping up? If you're not, just rewind it, I guess, or start over. But the kingdom of God is so important to understand this. So we're seeking first, Matthew 6:33. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, in that righteousness that proceeds from him, and then all these less important things, the Passion says, will be added unto you. If you read this Matthew chapter 6, you'll realize that God cares about you, and he doesn't want you to worry about what you wear or what you eat. He's providing for the birds. He'll provide for you. He's providing for all these things. In fact, worry is what stops our faith from working, because it's doubt, and we need to just totally focus on God. Just repent and go on. Just use 1 John 1:9 and say, Lord, forgive me for worrying. I'm put this in your hands. And I know, Lord God, that I confess that sin, and you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And when I do that, I can cast that care on God and tap into righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, it's obvious we're not going to get through this right now. We're going to have to come back one more time and talk some more about seeking God. In fact, we'll probably be talking about seeking God as long as we have this podcast on the air. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you. You're putting all this together in our spirits and in our minds so that we understand, Father God, that you want us to seek you first. And then all the rest of the unimportant things, or the less important things will be added to us. Thank you, Father, for your willingness to love us unconditionally. Even when we blow it, you still love us. You want us so much to be in that relationship and fellowship with you. And I pray right now for anyone who does not know Jesus as their Lord, that they would make Him the Lord of their lives. And that, Father God, they would open their heart to believe in their heart that You raised Jesus from the dead and speak with their mouth, Jesus is Lord. Thank You, Lord God. They will do that right now. And Father God, we refuse to worry. We come before You in seeking Your face. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.